Happy New Year, Church Whānau, 2022. It is so good that you can join with us. Welcome to Church Online. And today, as we embark on a new series, we're looking at this phrase, to bless the nations, looking at some of the Old Testament characters and stories that point to Jesus and point to the way that he wants to bring his blessing into our lives many, many decades and centuries later. So today we're going to look at a story around the time of the Exodus, coming out of Egypt and into this new land, this new place that they have given them, and a blessing that God has given for these people, for Aaron, to declare over families and over individuals, over children and over leaders, a blessing that has been used for thousands of years, and I'd like to share this blessing with you. From Numbers chapter 6 and verse 22, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. In the Old Testament, we see different stages. We see different times of transition, slow transition in the growth and the life of the people of God. And then we saw these extraordinary events, one-off line in the sand, critical events in the story of God's people. So, for example, the Red Sea crossing is an example of a movement from one place into another, from one setting into another setting, from one almost identity as slaves into a new place of freedom. And yet the time of wandering in the desert wasn't kind of one of those events. It was a long, ongoing, slow transition. Today is the first Sunday of 2022, December the 2nd, I mean January. Today is the first Sunday of 2022, January the 2nd. And so I've got this new diary. It's blank. It's empty. I haven't written anything purposely because I wanted to record this message. I haven't written anything into the pages of this new diary. Calendars are a good way to make an event out of something fairly ordinary. For example, 2 days ago it was Friday, today is Sunday. There's nothing particularly special about that. That's not very interesting. However, if you look at it from the perspective of the calendars that we have, 2 days ago it was the 31st of December, the last day of last year. And now 2 days later, it's the 2nd of January. It's a new year. It feels exciting, doesn't it? And we have the sense of freshness and readiness for the year ahead. We carry some hopes with us. What will this year look like? Will there be people that you know that get engaged or get married? Will there be people that buy a home or shift or move to a new location or start a new job or have a baby? There's lots of events that people celebrate, and I wonder what will this year hold for us and for you? And then there's the everyday questions that we might have for 2022. Will I be less busy? Will I be able to make plans more than I was able to last year? Am I going to grow deeper in my relationship with God? How is God calling me to deepen the friendships that I have with other people? How is God asking me to strengthen my faith and my journey with Him? What will those day-by-day choices look like that will shape my faith, shape the relationship, shape the family setting that I'm in? And how will these be affected in this decisions that I make in my everyday diary? And so I want to show you my old diary. It's full of bits and pieces. The pages are full of writing and appointments. For a period of time, I tried an electronic diary, and for some reason, there was some synchronizing problems. I kept missing appointments, and so I've decided to go back to a paper physical diary. But as you think about this new place that we were in, there were God's people. One day they were slaves, they were in Egypt, they were moved out of that place of bondage and slavery, and a miracle has occurred. The Red Sea has parted, the enemy has been defeated, a new promise has been made, a new hope, a new year in the Jewish calendar, as God said to Moses, this is going to be the start of a new year, this particular date. And there's a brand new beginning, the fresh pages of a new story, the uncluttered spaces and squares of a new calendar. It's going to be amazing, right? But then it wasn't. It wasn't, because the people started complaining. The people started to look back at their slavery instead of facing their fears. They were filled with doubt instead of with faith. They picked up new distractions. They even made new idols. And I'm challenged as I look back at last year's diary. What filled the pages? What cluttered up my time? Are there things that distracted me? Are there things that I neglected? And what idols might have entered into the pages of our own story in the last year? But I'm also inspired, because in Jesus, there is always a fresh start. There is always a new beginning. There is also always a place of expectancy and a new place of blessing. And so, jumping back to the Israelite story, during this time of transition, many years in the wilderness it would be, where there would be new laws written, new relationships established, there'd be times of obedience, times of disobedience, there'd be times of murmuring, times of memory, and God gives them a new language of blessing. This blessing that would be spoken over individuals and over nations. A blessing that would be spoken over families and over churches in the future. The blessing that would be spoken over little children and over leaders. This blessing that more than 3,000 years later, we are still reciting and praying. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so, as we think of this blessing, this prayer of blessing, I wonder how we might see that blessing fill up the pages of this book. Now, it's not a formula. They're not superstitious words that you have to recite a particular amount of time. But nevertheless, it is a timeless blessing for all of us to hold on to and to consider. Later on in our service, as we take communion, I'm going to encourage you to pray these words of blessing, to speak them over other people in your household, whether they are there present with you and you could lay hands on them and pray a blessing on each individual. Or if you're not present with family at this time, then you could pray and declare this blessing over them as well. But as we pick up this diary for the year ahead, as we begin to make plans, we need to be aware that we actually carry a history with us. We carry the past with us. There are some things that will be outside of our control. There are some things that have happened in the last year that will have an impact on the year ahead of us. And we can't necessarily control those things. But one thing that we can do is we can control the clutter with spirit-led simplicity. We can nurture the soil of spiritual growth by dedicating time with our Creator. We can build and invest into strong friendships and families simply by preserving space within the pages of our time represented in this book, this diary. We can see God's kingdom come and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we dedicate time for this sacred calling. Each of us has the same amount of time in the year ahead. We have the same amount of days, the same amount of hours and minutes in each of our days. And there is a fresh calling for us to consider, how will we use that time for God's glory? One of the practices that God has encouraged me into is to bring my diary into my spiritual space, into my time with God, so that I might see this as a sacred space of planning and organizing and saying, Holy Spirit, how will you lead me? Will you show me with my time? Which are the things to say yes to this year? Which are the things to say no to? I approach the diary as almost as a sacred task at times to say, Lord, what are the places that you are calling me to fill up my time with things that are going to be a blessing? One of the lessons for me in the last few years has been about simplicity and rest. And you might be sitting there on this Sunday, the first Sunday of the year. You might be in holiday mode and feeling pretty relaxed, and you've spent some good time with family and you wish, couldn't we just do a little bit more of this throughout the year? Couldn't things just be a little bit more restful? Couldn't we just slow down a little bit and enjoy one another? And the wonderful thing about our God is our God actually designed and created this for us. This thing called Sabbath, which was never intended to be a legalistic duty, but an invitation into a place of relationship, life-giving relationship, and joy and connection with one another. Here in this garden, there's been a bit of time spent here with Jenny and I. It's one of the joys of the last year, and we begin to bear fruit of the work put in earlier months. And you'll see one of the new things in our garden this year is this structure. This structure that will support the beans over there, or a structure that will support the tomatoes. And in some ways you could look at your diary as a kind of a structure, your calendar as a plan that will support the growth that you want to see. It will support those things that you want to invest into your lives. So this is the time to look ahead, to dream, to plan with fresh, rested imagination, to say what could this year look like, and what could I build in order to build the structures and set up structures to build the things that I want to see grow in my life, because it's not automatically going to happen. There will be things in your year that change outside of your control. There'll be situations where you could have been tempted to fill up your time, and it will be filling up your diary and cluttering up the space. But there is an invitation to Sabbath. There's an invitation to rest. There's an invitation to build the structures that will prioritize the spiritual growth that you want to see in your life. And I really want to encourage you to do that. So take some time, maybe this week, to dream, to plan, to fill and accentuate your year ahead with those life-giving things that are going to bring you closer to God and closer to the other people around you in your life. And so this time of transition and change for us as people and as a church has been a big year last year. We don't know 100% what it looks like. But we see in the story of the Israelites, as they had come out of a radical event that moved them from one place to another, that moved them from a place of slavery into a new space, during this time of transition, God gave them the words of a new kind of a blessing, a prayer of blessing that would endure with them, a prayer of blessing that would one day bless the nations all around them as well. And so I encourage you to take hold of this prayer of blessing this year and make it your own.